Hey, you. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking to you. Are you looking for the best way to promote your podcast? It's easy. Just advertise your podcast to your ideal target audience. That's right, listeners of similar podcasts. Podbean has the best and most cost-effective options for you. Just go to the website sponsorship.podbean.com/STR. That's right. Your friends here at Scout Team Radio are hooking you up. Go to sponsorship.podbean.com/STR and you will get the best deals to get your podcast rolling. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy Scout Team Radio.
Yeah. You want to like them, but you can't.
Are you listening?
What?
Are you listening?
Did you bring me on this show to insult me?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all don't want it with us, man. We straight gangsters over here.
Straight gangsters. Yeah, good morning and welcome back. You are listening to Scout Team Radio. We bring it to you hot and live each and every weekday. And today is a beautiful day. I am one of your gracious hosts. They call me Loudbeard.
You are the most egotistical, self-deluded person I have ever met.
Yeah, I guess so. And the man on the other microphone, he is a great patriot. He bleeds red, white, and blue.
America! America!
Or maybe not.
Come on. Yeah, it's your lad, Chris Irish, coming to you live on the Scout Team Radio for the St. Patty's Day episode. How you doing, me lads?
This is terrible.
Sorry, the music
didn't start. You're insulting my culture.
The music didn't start off right away, so I'm just going to continue in this terrible accent.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. I like the attempt, though. The background music's beautiful.
We'll just have
reminds me of my attempt. Going back to my home.
Whoa.
Hey, I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Man, that was horrible, bro. You all right over there?
I'm doing fine.
That's
how you
a horrible
doing?
Irish accent.
Let
man.
Me hear yours.
Like,
let me hear yours.
Come on.
You know what I'm going to say.
All right.
You know what
dude.
I'm going to say, right? I've never heard a black Irishman, so I can't imitate it. Sorry.
What are you talking? There's tons of black people in Ireland.
Plenty of them. So to all of our listeners out there, a lot of you guys are new listeners and you haven't heard this voice before, this silky, smooth voice. This is the man with the golden mic. Sometimes we refer to him as the golden ghost because he disappears, but this is him. He's back. Anthony Mack, welcome back to the show.
My brothers, I missed you guys, man. What's going on?
Man, we missed you too.
Nah, you guys didn't miss me. Not with that fake Irish accent, so it's all good.
Well, you know, with Chris America or Chris Irish doing that accent, you're going to balance us out. So we've got an Irishman, and you.
Wait.
And a male aficionado. A male aficionado.
That's not what they call me. And Chris isn't Irish.
Yes, I am.
He is today.
I mean, I'm Irish every day.
He's Chris O. America.
Oh, America.
I kind of want to see the receipts on that. I don't think you're Irish.
I'll show you.
I've never heard that.
I'll send them to you.
All
but
right, thank you.
I have looked up some statistics. Ireland.
Yeah.
Beautiful island. Let's see here. It's got 4.7 million people on their little island. 84.5% are Irish.
Hmm.
One.
Huh?
Yeah, 84.5% are Irish. 9.1% are other white, whatever that means. Black. There are 1.4% of that 4.7 million are black.
It's a pretty good percentage.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's a good percentage.
There are more Asians.
To be
Asians.
On an island? Yeah, I guess.
There are more Asians in Ireland than black people.
They're I would at one imagine point, that.
They're at 1.9%.
We should plan a trip.
I can see that.
Scout team to Ireland. We could do this.
So
we'll go on the road.
So this is the list of minor ethnic groups that I just listed off. There's also Irish travelers. I don't know what that is, but they're 0.7%.
Gypsies. They're gypsies.
Oh, not stated.
You can't
as
call
one.
Them gypsies anymore. It's 2019,
is that,
bro.
Is that politically incorrect? Gypsies
no,
is a
I
thing,
don't think
isn't
so.
It?
I want to say it is, right?
I haven't heard that yet. And that
you
hasn't
can't
gotten
call
to my.
Gypsies.
I feel like
I mean,
they own that,
hasn't,
that name.
That
they
hasn't
own
gotten.
It.
Yeah, that hasn't gotten to my Facebook page yet.
I'm pretty sure it's kind of like derogatory to call them gypsies, man.
It's like Brad Pitt in that movie Snatch, man. Those guys, they're gypsies.
I still need to see that movie.
So good. So good.
That
there's
was
also,
a good movie.
Hold on.
It was a recent release.
There's also a not stated, which I feel like if the man with the golden mic was in Ireland as a black guy, he'd be like, I ain't telling you.
I would tell people that I'm not black. Not like they can see it, but yeah, okay.
But you all definitely right. say you're Catholic there. So you'll get beat up if you're not. Oh, wait, did I just do a stereotype? I think I did.
Yeah, you did. And I'm not Catholic, and I've never been beat up, so bring
you've
it,
never man. Been to Ireland.
I go to Ireland and tell everybody I ain't Catholic. And I'm buying the island. What?
All right, Anthony Mack, you got to tell us what you've been up to, man. We've missed you. It's been this long. Other than you buying an island and fighting people, what else have you been up to? Anything new and exciting?
Mostly that's all. Just buying islands and fighting people.
Wait, tell me about this real estate Matrix movie you've been making.
Oh, dude, so I've been making, this is what I've been doing. I've been making movies.
Okay, so wait, hold on. You've been making movies. We ask you what you've been doing. You're like, eh, I ain't been doing nothing.
Yeah, let's hear the movies,
I don't
man.
Want
oh,
to
you
want
to talk about that?
I don't want to get you guys too excited about it. They haven't been released yet. So, you know, I've just been doing movies, but with a real estate twist to them. You know what I'm saying? Like my next one is going to be Coming to America to Buy a House. You know what I'm saying? So I've been doing stuff like that, bro. I've been busy, man. I'm trying.
So it's like when you open the fortune cookie and you put in bed at the end of it. So you're doing the same thing with movies and just putting buy a house at the end of it.
Not really. Like it was the Realtor of Steel was one of them that I did. The Lincoln Realtor, kind of like the Lincoln Lawyer, the Lincoln Realtor. So, you know, that's what I've been doing. It's not like I'm just adding to a house on the end of it. I'm just, it's a little creative, a little something I got going. It's fun.
Oh, I like it. No, I think I love the creativity,
the Realtor is still, I got to fly.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm going to make movie trailers soon. The trailer's going to come out soon, and those are going to be pretty awesome, too.
Well, if you ever need two big-time celebrities, Loudbeard and myself are available at a price.
I'll go to California.
And if you'd like to start advertising on the show.
Money. I still haven't got paid for on the show, so I'm kind of have a hard time. My lawyers are going to get in contact with you guys, by the way. Just throwing it out there, okay?
I know your mailman
personally. I heard you guys are going big time, and I haven't got a check yet, man. You guys say it's in the mail, but I haven't got it yet.
I know your mailman personally, and he said you refused our certified letter because you saw Scout Team Radio on the return address. You said, I don't trust those poops. I don't know what's in that envelope, and I ain't going to find out. So send it back.
I do know the mailman personally. He's never done that before. I'm just saying, man. Maybe
I think
he
I know him better than you do. Well, that is a lot going
mailman.
On. Okay. Hey, Loudbeard, I think you were in Ireland this past weekend.
I was. I'm always Irish. I've been there. I lived there. I was born there. I basically own the island.
Well, I have a news story
that
I have a news story that shows you acted like you owned the island. A man in Ireland surprised motorists when he ditched the car in the middle of his road, stepped out into the middle, stripped nude, and then began jogging.
That does
just
sound
down
like
the freeway.
Okay, I don't know why my weekend activities have to make the news because this isn't fair to us Irishmen. I feel like you are putting a stereotype on us. Like, all of us park our cars and jog out naked. Just because I like to do that and I own the island, I can do whatever I want. So I don't know why you're making such a big deal out of this.
Well, you did make it a mile before police responded. So either the police are slow or you're really fast.
Hey, that was my fastest mile
right
there.
Mile?
No, he ran a whole mile.
I did it in under 6 minutes.
A whole mile. Well,
Under 6 minutes, believe, right there.
Boom. I don't believe that.
You know, when you're naked running like that, there's no resistance, right? Like, you just keep running. It's so smooth. I shaved up beforehand. Woo! Felt good. It's a little chilly, though. It's Ireland, man. It's a little nippy. See what
so...
I did there?
Yeah.
So you're saying
that's
your excuse?
Outside, bro. That's what you told your wife? It's cold outside, babe?
Hey, when I get out of the pool, sometimes it's cold in the pool, you know. There's shrinkage.
Doesn't hang low, huh?
Hey, okay? We're not all built the same.
You know what else you tell your wife if... You know what else? Some other things you might tell your wife to kind of ease things over?
What would that be?
Well, if she can't cook, you might tell her, hey, babe, I really love Texas Roadhouse. Let's eat there every day for 15 years.
Every what? Day?
Every single day, there's a couple in Wichita, Kansas, that has eaten at Texas Roadhouse every single day for the past 15 years. That is what you do if you finally get to your wife's cooking, or maybe your wife got to your cooking, and they're like, yeah, I really like Texas Roadhouse. Let's just do that every night.
I have never heard anyone say that. And for one, it's expensive. Two, it's disgusting. Like, Roadhouse every day?
No,
those
come
floors
on.
Are disgusting, man.
Oh, stop it, man. Have you ever had the rolls there, man? That bread? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That bread, right? They hot and ready. Little cinnamon butter on that thing. Mm.
I would eat that every day. Every night for 15 years?
I mean, they got a pretty extensive menu. You could order steak one night. They have this critter chicken salad that's really to die for. I'm just saying, when you put critters in your salad.
For 15 years, though? That's a long time for trash food.
I think they should make a documentary out of it. You know, like they did that Super Size Me
guy? Yeah, Super Size Me.
Yeah,
they really should. Now I got to kind of see this couple.
Hey, I watched a movie with that Super Size
Me guy. I bet they're not skinny. There's no way they weigh less than 200 pounds.
No, unless they're like straight up keto
diet.
Wait,
I'm over 200 pounds. What is that supposed to mean, bro?
I'm over 200 pounds also. We're in the same club, man.
All right. Just making sure.
The not skinny guy club. We're not over 300. We're not over 300. As long as you're in between 300 and 200, you're livable. You get over 300. Things change.
Yeah, unless you're an offensive lineman. Unless you're like 6'5", 300
six,
pounds.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if that you're an offensive nice lineman in the NBA, you're making millions of dollars. You're all right. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, because the offensive lineman playing in the NBA. I'd love to see that.
What did you just say?
Friday, man. It is Friday. Get off my tail. You too. I've had enough of you.
All right.
You know what?
Man. You shut your face.
Hold on. There's bad words in there.
I faded it out. Don't worry. I got this, man. Producer of the year, okay? Crown me now.
Oh, man.
Producer of the year. Suck it.
Oh, man.
But, hey,
I did
guys,
miss you guys.
I would not want to be a teenager anymore. Like,
and why would that be?
You can't get away with anything anymore as a teenager because of all the technology. They now got this thing where when you get to class, your teacher's going to write up a code that you have 30 seconds to enter that code into an attendance app. And so you got to log into the app. You got to enter in the code on the board or else you're tardy or you're absent.
Oh, that is horrible, bro.
That is a brilliant app, though. Like, I wish I would have came up with that. That's
honestly
brilliant.
That takes care of like the first 5 minutes of class too. As a teacher, I'd be like, good. I don't have to sit here and call out people's names and listen to hears and presents. Like that takes like a long time. And then if you're the kid on the first day of school and the teacher doesn't really know how to say your name, you know, you kind of get rid of that.
Aaron. That no, dude. But come on, man. Some technology makes like living harder. That makes living harder, man. For like
for who,
you're
the
a kid, man.
Or
you're gonna be, for the kid. You're gonna be late, man. Those are like the best stories. Like after the bell rings, you know what I'm saying? And you're in the hallway
like,
for about,
hey, what did
you
do
know,
in,
two or 3 minutes?
Mrs. So and So's class. I was skipping. What happened? What did I miss?
That isn't.
I was hooking up with this girl under the bleachers.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though, right? I mean, it's high school, it's middle school. Those are the fun times of your life, man. And now it boils down to... What are you saying?
No, I'm saying I would hate to be a kid these days.
We should destroy that app. Can we get some Russian hackers to destroy that app?
Well, I'm serious.
I want to do this. I want... Huh?
It's starting out in China, so...
All right. Hey, guys, I just got to mention this. We do have a Twitter line, and it is running hot this morning. We got a couple good tweets coming in. Mike Berlan from Craft Brewed Sports had a good show last night. There was a weird caller that called in.
Yeah,
his
super
voice
weird
was
caller.
Terrible. I almost turned him off after that. But he said, woke up, turn on Scout Team Radio. Oh, my phone just shut down on me. God. Darn.
And is that a ghost? I'll finish it for you. And is that
a
ghost
I
hear? Best Friday ever. And we got another tweet in from Ian Hall. Return of the Mac.
Oh,
yes, that
man.
Is right, ladies
Mac.
And gentlemen. He's been hiatus. He's been high on atus for the last, 2 months
high
now? 3 months?
Atus. It's been a while. It's been a while, man. Yeah. It's been ever since the Christmas break, man. Like, hey. we went dark Christmas break. We came back and then I just been busy, so.
Making
I got good news for you. I got good news for you, though. The good news is you left, we started blowing up, man. So we're glad you left because now we're making money so we don't have to pay you.
Yeah.
I have a big announcement.
Jack.
Big announcement. Right. Now that
What's
you're back,
announcement?
I can rub it in your face. So we just partnered with FanDuel. This is awesome. Fantasy sports reimagined. FanDuel is more than just fantasy sports. It's the best way to watch the games, win real cash, and bring the action right into your living room. Just choose a contest, make your picks, and watch and win. And if you go to FanDuel.com/STR, that's right, FanDuel.com/STR today, you can make your first deposit and start using their $5 bonus provided by us right away. So check them out, FanDuel.com/STR, a new partnership of the show. We're making that big money, and we are glad we don't have to share it with you, Golden Ghost.
I know where you live at, bro. So.
Funny. That's funny. Memphis Spence wants to ask us a question. He wants to know, what will we be able to eat every day for 15 years? If you had to eat at a restaurant every day for 15 years, what would that restaurant be if it's not Roadhouse?
Well, I can tell you this. In high school, every day, I ate a slice of pizza and French fries with ketchup and mayonnaise every single day, pretty much throughout all of high school. So does that count as something? Did you guys ever have like either a breakfast
that wasn't 15
or a
years,
lunch?
Though.
I understand, but 4 years it might as well have been 15. When you're in high school, that 4 years felt like 15.
Yeah, honestly, like if it was just one food, I don't know if it's a specific restaurant, but I feel like I could eat pizza every day for 15 years. Now, after like 2 months, I'd probably be like, okay, can I try something else now? But I love pizza, man. That's my favorite food.
So what's your favorite pizza place?
Oh, man. See, I've got several. I don't know. I'm an equal opportunist. I like them all. I like Pizza Hut. I like Papa John's. I like Little Caesars.
You can't
like them all.
You can't like
pizza if
you like them all.
Is it okay to like Papa John's again?
No, it isn't. But I'm doing it anyway. There's also I like the little like mom and pop ones that are all called Little Anthony's. Like I know five different
little
Anthony's that I love. Five of them, and you get the white pizza and they throw the ricotta like blue. Yeah, it's delicious.
Bro.
Just saying.
But see, what's gonna happen is so you're eating for 15 years. You're eating pizza, right? For 15 years, you're eating at a pizza restaurant, you're going to run out of stuff to eat. Like, you're going to get tired of pizza, like you say, after 2 months. You got to choose at least a restaurant that has some variety. So in that case, if I had to eat something for 15 years straight, I would have to go at the place with the biggest menu, which is the Cheesecake Factory, because they have a menu that's just, like, huge.
That's true. Yeah,
the menu is just, I mean, you can probably get through a year without eating the same thing over. Probably not. Maybe 6 months. I don't know.
I agree with you.
They just have a huge menu.
But the one thing I could say is every time I go there, I can never find anything to eat. There's like too much stuff.
I'm always like,
you got 500 things on your menu, and I really don't know what it would like. None of it looks like that good. It's just like, Okay.
That's the too many options effect. Like, if you see a woman with a full closet, I don't know about y'all's ladies, but Miss America has a full closet of clothes, and she'll sit in there and go, I don't got anything to wear. And I'm like, what?
Oh, my God.
What?
20 years of my life.
Every man's life right there.
Yeah. Okay. I just didn't want to assume or put anything on y'all, but I would admit this. But we do the same thing, too, like with a full refrigerator or a full pantry. You'll just stand there and look at it and be like, I don't want any of this. There ain't nothing to eat in here.
Yeah. I get tired of going to the grocery store, though. Like, I wish they can do away with grocery stores.
That's why you do the Walmart ordering online, and they'll just...
But then you don't trust people with your food, though, man. You know, like, I don't know,
after a while, my laziness takes over that whole distrust thing. Like, do I really want to walk around a grocery store for an hour? No, I really don't. Not on my Sunday.
Yeah, you do. I read something about a grocery store that's going to be a drive-through. They're gonna have cars driving through the aisles, and you're going to go to this little checkout thing, and it's gonna have this revolving shelf, and you're going to be able to pick your stuff up and swipe it on and put it in your car and drive off.
That's going to be one of those. That's going to bring a new meaning to clean up on aisle 7.
When you get a car accident. Drive.
Nah, man.
Yeah, people can't drive, bro. So.
Then you had then texting and driving.
I can imagine that being a disaster. Yeah.
All right, so sports.
Yeah. Wait. Before we go to sports, real quick. I've been gone for a while.
Uh-huh.
And before I left, there was a very controversial bet that we had.
Oh, yeah, you got to make that up.
And Chris.
Yeah.
Listen, I always pay my debts.
Okay.
So, in honor of this Irish Friday, it has nothing to do with Irish Fridays.
Uh-huh.
But if you go to Twitter right now, you'll see that I paid off my bet. Okay?
Did you take video of it?
I didn't take video of it because I just had to get it done. So, I was like, I'm coming on. I just get it done.
You
should have
done the
done.
Mr. T, man. You would have looked good as a Mr.
T. Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
Where's your gold chain?
Yeah.
You would make a
I'm
good
retweeting.
Mr. T. If they make a Mr. T movie, you got to play Mr. T.
You would do so good. You're better than Rampage
I'll
Jackson, man. Look at that.
I work on it.
All right.
But
look at you.
My
what
debts
your wife
are paid,
think?
Okay?
What is your wife?
You don't want to know what she thinks.
Uh-oh. Is this going to become a mainstay?
Hey, PG, PG, PG.
No.
Did Chris America just improve the marriage of the Golden Ghost?
Dude, I go bald every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? I just haven't done it in like maybe two years.
Yeah, since we've been doing this show.
So when you said, hey, the bald head, but I was like, I haven't been bald in a while. I'll do it. But I like my hair. But
you know, they call
bald,
Chris America
I remember,
the Viagra of sports talk radio.
They do.
I doubt they call him that. But you know what's bad about being bald? My hair grows back fast. So that was done like maybe yesterday, and I already got little fuzzies growing back. They're fuzzies all over my head. And I'm like, dude, what do I do? Do I like shave them off again? Do I put a hat on? Like, I remember why I don't like being bald. It just grows back too fast.
Yeah.
And that's probably what she said, but you know, it's all
right. Well,
so yeah,
sports.
Let's sports. Go to
sports. Zion's back.
Yes.
Can we start with that?
That is an understatement.
Zion is back. 9 for 9 last night. Straight up dominates.
No, I thought it was 11 for 11.
Did I read the article right? Is it 11 for 11?
I don't know. He was 9 for 9 at halftime. Maybe
I only had 21 points.
Okay. Then I'll go with you. I'll trust you over me.
The odds aren't right. All right. So we may need a stat check. That's why we brought the Golden Ghost back. He brings up the stat machine from time to time. 9 for 9, 21 points, and Duke just takes out Syracuse pretty easily. Now, the controversy in this game, Frank Howard of Syracuse, looks like he tried to trip Zion. It looked like Zion was dominating this team, and he's like, let me be the Grayson Allen of this season. And he throws out a little trip for Zion. Man, is that right? I mean, this guy just comes back from injury, and these guys are already trying to take him out. I didn't like this. And the
that
refs missed
beast,
it,
man.
Of course.
Yeah, so
yeah,
it was
of course
14,
they missed it, but
14 rebounds, 2 assists, 29 points. So I think you had the halftime
Oh, I probably did. Maybe I looked at it too quickly. Halftime stats. Wow, Chris America, thank you for checking that for me.
That's what I mean. 29. I'm the Grayson Allen here to trip you up.
Yeah.
Wow. And someone
man,
just
that was a name that I have never thought about again, and probably never would have until you brought that up.
Grayson Allen,
yeah. He's a good guy.
That's just, I mean, as soon as he left Duke, ghost in the wind, just a fart in the wind. Just
well,
see you later.
Well, we knew that though, right? You knew that though, right?
Yeah, like, that's why I didn't understand why Duke made such a big deal about this kid. They should have cut him.
I think
the first two incidents, they should have cut him.
I think they had to make a big deal about him because he wasn't a bad player, but his head.
He wasn't a great player either.
Head.
He wasn't worth all the headaches. He was no Zion Williamson. Let's put it that way.
No,
nobody is. Hey, no, does this now make Duke the clear-cut number one favorite again?
I mean, weren't they always?
Maybe.
Even with him gone?
I mean, this is against Syracuse, and Syracuse is a solid team. They're a good team, but they're not a great team. Now, this is a Syracuse that beat them earlier in the season, but I don't know. It's hard to read tea leaves from this game because it's Syracuse. They're not. It's not the Syracuse of old.
Zion is 6'7", 284 pounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a big boy.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's only a couple of human beings that I would be like, you know what? I don't want to fight that guy. Tyson is one of them. I'm going to be honest. If I saw Zion and he was mad and, you know, he was mad at me, I'd probably have to talk him down, man. Nah, I wouldn't be afraid of you at all. Like, I would fight Zion, but only at my last resort, you know? 284 pounds, 6'7". That dude's a beast.
What about LeBron?
LeBron's a big dude, too. But I've seen him play basketball. He's kind of soft. Especially L.A. soft. L.A. made him softer, man. I would, man, Zion's going to be the future, man.
What about Antonio Brown's blonde mustache?
I know you guys talked about Antonio Brown, man, but you know what, man? I don't get the appeal of the Raiders and all that good stuff. I feel bad for the guy, actually. He will never win the Super Bowl at the Raiders. The Raiders aren't going to win the Super Bowl.
I mean, he wasn't winning any Super Bowls in Pittsburgh either. So
how do we get you the Raiders winning the Super Bowl?
That's because they should.
Like, that's not even a topic of anybody's conversation.
All I did was make a joke about Antonio Brown's mustache. And he's like, oh, Raiders? Let me take a chance to hate on the Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
The Kevin Bacon
you
game
take
with
your,
Antonio
you
Brown's
take
mustache.
Shot, man.
All right,
you
so
take shot.
Other news in college basketball. West Virginia upsets number 7 Texas Tech in the Big 12 quarterfinals. West Virginia sitting at a record of 14-19, but they had a superstar last night. There was a young man, he'd never played before, but for some reason, he was able to pass the ball for 47 assists. His name was Grill Weir. Have you ever heard of this guy at West Virginia? Grill Weir. He could really pass the ball well.
I never heard of him there. I think
he was short.
A kid like that at Florida that way. Huh. No, not West Virginia.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. There,
sure.
Oh, we're getting corrected by Ian Hall. He was 13 of 13. So we were both wrong, Loudbeard.
Man, look at us. I need to recheck that stat machine. 13 for 13. 9 for 9. I think I did look at the halftime stat. So, yeah, that's my bad. Thank you so much, Ian, because either way, Zion is the man, and he just came back and proved it big time. He's the clear-cut number one, and now if he stays this hot, man, the rest of the college basketball world is in trouble because Duke could be in for a championship. But March Madness is here, right? It's coming. It's coming quickly. And these upsets, like when Grill Weir came out and had 47 assists last night for West Virginia, these upsets happen. They happen easily.
Is there really a guy named Grill Weir on West Virginia?
No, there isn't. I just made that up.
I don't think so, bro. But yeah, come on, Chris. It's loud being we're talking about.
All right.
With the 20 fake Twitter accounts.
Chris America, this one's going to be close to your heart. John Elway comes out and says, Joe Flacco is just going into his prime. So the quarterback whisperer himself, John Elway, making a bold statement. Do you find this to be a true statement, Chris America?
Hold on. Well, we found out that you're at your peak at 22 yesterday. So at 34 years old, Joe Flacco in his prime. It's a no for me, dog.
That's hilarious. Hey, what's wrong with John Elway? He's been up in cloud mile high for too long, right? Man, this Flacco has never
cannabis
been,
is legal in Colorado. Just saying. Throwing that out
it
there.
Is. I get it. And that's fine, but maybe he's just been maybe a little too high. Flacco has been a decent quarterback. Never someone that's just gonna lead your team
to a Super Bowl
when he down. Okay,
he would never lead his team to a Super Bowl.
I mean, he does have a better playoff record than one Aaron Rodgers.
You shut your mouth.
That's a perfect segue. The Raiders cut Jordy Nelson.
The Raiders.
Do you think Jordy Nelson makes his way back to the Packers?
Do the Packers want him?
I would want Jordy Nelson. Jordy Nelson was all right with me. He once again, he was a good receiver, but he wasn't like
that. Should be like a warning to Antonio Brown, like, "Hey, bro, Jordy Nelson was doing all right in the Packers, and then he went to the Raiders and he disappeared like every other wide receiver has.
Every other player has.
If you can kill Randy Moss's production, then you can kill anybody's production."
Yeah, the Raiders is a black hole. That's why it's known as the black hole, because that's where receivers go to die.
That's other where receiver bad players news, go to die.
Bad players. Good players, too, man. Other receiver news.
Player.
The Giants did it. They replaced Odell Beckham. They signed Golden Tate for a 4-year deal. Is this a bad look for Gettleman?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought so, man.
Yeah.
You can't trade away your superstar and then go out and say, okay, well, now I got to get a free agent just to show that we're still trying to win. And Golden Tate, he's nothing in comparison to OBJ. I don't like this move at all. I think it's a bad look for what they're doing in New York. Well,
Golden
gentlemen,
Tate was kind of like, he was okay in Detroit. Like, he showed flashes, but he's never been like a wide receiver one guy. He's that solid complimentary piece. And I mean, I don't even remember. Where did they trade him to?
I don't remember.
Where was he at last year? The Eagles, that's right.
Philadelphia, yeah.
That's how forgettable his time in the Eagles were. I couldn't even remember where the Detroit Lions traded him to.
But that's been the tale of his career, is because he goes to Seattle and he shows flashes, has a decent year, then he gets traded. He has some good games in Detroit, a good year, a couple good years. He comes to Philly, kind of disappears, doesn't do a whole lot. And now he's getting this contract. I mean, Tyrell Williams got a bigger contract, and, you know, he's kind of not even a name. So I don't think this is a big splashy move, but Golden Tate, yeah, I don't know.
Gettleman's got to make a big-time draft, or he may be out of a job.
Yeah.
The problem with receivers are when they disappear, it's not really like they're less productive, or they're not trying as hard. They have a whole, I mean, receivers count on wide receivers. They count on the offensive coordinator to get them the ball. So you got a bad quarterback and a bad offensive coordinator, or either one of those combinations, you're done, right? Like, I don't
care
how good.
That's why him disappearing in the Eagles is like, it's got to be on him, because there are no bad offensive plays in Philadelphia. I mean, that's one of the top offenses, and then you got Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles out there flinging you the ball.
Legend.
Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles. What's going on with that situation? Is he going to stay in there?
Hold on.
Yeah,
really?
Oh, yeah. He's
staying
in Jacksonville.
They cut Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is actually the head coach of the one of the AAF teams, the Memphis Express.
Yes.
Kiss my...
Kiss your grits. Yeah.
Just my grits.
Blake Bortles is now running for president. I'm voting. Well, guys, I'm going to do a quick commercial break. We'll do like a short one, because with the Golden Ghost on the mic, we have a special draft coming up. Chris America, what's that draft going to look like?
Well, in honor of our guest returning back to the show, we're going to do what any male aficionado would want to do. We're gonna draft boy bands.
That's not what I want to do. That wasn't my idea.
Hit the music, like, Ladbird.
And for the record, you came up with that like 2 minutes before. Like,
you've been listening to Scout Team Radio for a long time. You know that myself, Loudbeard, has placed a bet or two in his day. That's right, I've lost the beard bet, I lost the romper bet, but one place I don't like losing is when I bet money, and I can easily do that at MyBookie. That's right, you can go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 12OZSports, and get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Hey, guess what? That is a lot of money. Do it.
When I'm working hard, I build up a thirst for sports. That's when I grab a cold 12-ounce sports radio. Quench your sports thirst.
Welcome back, and thank you all for listening in. Once again, we're Scout Team Radio. I'm Loudbeard. He's Chris America. And that other guy, he is the man with the golden mic, Anthony Mack. We are having a good time here on this beautiful Friday morning. If you want to hit us up on Twitter, the Twitter line has been hot this morning. Make sure you hit us up on Twitter, at Scout Team Radio. We love the interaction. We'll read your tweets on the air. We'll talk about your topics. We'll do all of that stuff. If you are listening live, you're listening right now on 12-Ounce Sports Radio. We come hot every morning, weekdays, 6 a.m. We also drop each show as a podcast. That podcast is available on our partner podcast network, Barnburner. You can check them out at barnburner.ca. And we also have it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, anywhere you can find a podcast, including our website, scoutteamradio.com. And that is our new and improved beautiful website. Make sure you go and check that out. Once again, scoutteamradio.com. And without further ado, it is about that time each and every Friday that we break out what we call our hashtag Friday Fantasy Draft. And this week's topic is hot. This is one of the best topics we have ever had on the show. And when we have an in-house male aficionado like you, Anthony Mack.
That's not what they call me.
That's when we know that the draft will be on fire. So
it'll be on fleek, as the kids say.
It will be lit.
Listen, when we came up and I said, hey, look, I'm going to be on the show tomorrow, Chris America came up with this idea like immediately. Like he was thinking about, like, I'm thinking this is all about you.
What's a good band group thing that we can do? And you're like, boy bands.
He was like, boy bands.
That's fake news, bro. Like,
I'm pretty sure you said, I'm listening to One Direction as we speak.
That is definitely fake news because I don't even know who One Direction is.
That's somebody that who loves One Direction boy bands. Would say.
Ooh. Why would I research boy bands?
Well, you have the number one pick,
if you already
sir.
Know all of them, I guess,
I got the number one pick.
Floor's yours.
How did I
get the number one guest, pick? Because you're the guest of honor. And
all right, so with the first pick in this NBA, this year's NBA draft, Anthony Mack selects.
Hold on.
Is that National Boy Band Association?
We got to lay ground rules.
No, there are no ground rules. What ground rules do you want?
Any boy bands.
Any boy bands. Yep.
No ground rules. All's fair in love and war and the fantasy draft on Fridays.
Oh, man. This is horrible, bro.
How are you not prepared? How are you not prepared? You've had 3 months. To prepare for this.
For one, I really didn't think that we would be doing boy bands.
We talked about this. Okay. You suggested it. What is wrong with you?
Listen to me.
Did you shave your brain off with your hair? What is wrong with
listen
you?
To
Can
me,
you come
Linda.
Up with a boy
listen
band?
Me,
you can't
Linda.
Even name one of them. The first round's the easiest.
I'm going to come for you, and you're not going to be happy when I do, okay?
All right. What's your pick?
All right. Let's go with... Boys to Men. That's a boy
band.
Oh,
there you
right?
go.
They
yeah,
were
that's
boy
a boy band,
band back yeah. in the 90s. Right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's go, Boyz II Men. I got Boyz II Men. Let's go.
Okay.
It's a good pick. Good, solid pick.
Yeah. Keep going.
Loud Bear, right. it's your go.
Is it my go?
Yep.
All right. Let's see. I've got to go. This is going to be a crowd favorite. I know it is. But to me, one of the legendary boy bands is New Kids on the Block. That's my number one pick.
Oh, NKOB. Good pick.
Yep.
You ready? I'm gonna make Anthony Mack. I'm going to make him super mad right now with my pick.
Okay.
How
it.
Are you
going to
make
Do
him mad
it.
With boy bands?
You ready for it?
Go ahead. What you got?
I'm going to go with my first overall pick, the Jackson 5.
Boom. Solid. Solid.
You actually did piss me off just now because that's what I was thinking of.
I would.
You son of a. God.
Boom. You went Boyz II Men when the Jackson 5 was sitting out there. Come on, brother.
With the legendary Joe Jackson as the manager, boy.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
The
Jackson
5.
That was solid. That was real solid.
Damn.
Now, are we doing snake draft? Anthony, are we doing snake draft or are we just going?
Oh, we're doing snake draft. We have always done snake draft.
We're doing snake draft. Go ahead.
We do snake draft. All right, Chris America, look at you back to back.
With my number two pick, I'm taking the Beatles. Wrap this draft up, fellas. Wrap it up.
Can you call the Beatles boy band? They were like 30s.
Yes. What are you talking about? No, they were in the 60s. They were the original boy band. Yeah, if you look up the top 100 boy band songs, I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles is on there.
All right. Yeah, you know what? I was going to pick them next. So if I was going to pick them, then yes, I would say it was fair game. So I'm going to have to now go and I'm going to have to dig into my bag of tricks here. I've got two here that I'm weighing back and forth. Both of these were monumental, but I think one of them is a little bit more relevant nowadays than the other. I'm going to have to go Backstreet Boys with my number two pick.
That's solid. See, now here's what you got going on, Anthony Mack. I have the 60s and 70s classics locked up.
Yeah,
Loudbeard has
that's done.
The 80s and 90s classic locked up. So you're sitting there with your very solid mid-90s boy band, Boyz II Men. You got to come hard with these next two picks. You got to bring your A game here, buddy.
Dude, I'm like seriously Googling boy bands, and you took Jackson 5. That really hurt me.
Again, why are you not one overall pick?
Okay. All right, I'm going to go with my second round pick, New Edition.
All right.
New Edition. Back in the day, those guys could
I got bad
those
news.
Guys
it's
could
a
swoon.
Snake draft, so you have to have a second pick ready.
Yeah, it's not bad news. I'm good, man. I'm going to go with something that the millennials might know. And I'm going to go with B2K.
Okay.
B2K.
I think,
you never heard of B2K?
No.
No,
nah,
man,
I've
not
heard
into
of
boy bands like you are.
You are a boy band aficionado.
I promise.
So, man, I feel like there's too many good ones left. But I got to go with this one. I know it's the same time period and same whatever, but it's the biggest one left to me, and that's NSYNC. I got to go Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
He was so hot with those frosted tips, man. Oh, so hot.
All right. Mike Berlon tweeting in, maybe this will help you out here, Anthony Mack. If someone doesn't pick LFO, this whole thing is a sham.
Who's
LFO? I wish you wouldn't have told him that.
I don't even know who those guys are.
I kind of want to pick it just to get his vote, but they weren't even on my radar.
I don't even know who they are. What's the LFO song?
They had like
song?
A summer hit. I can't remember the name of it, though.
All right, I think I am gonna go a little bit more modern with mine. I'm gonna go a little bit more modern with mine. I think I'm gonna go with One Direction with my next pick.
God dang it! I was gonna get that for the. I got a whole bunch of, soulful boy bands. I needed one that wasn't.
Oh man, now let me see. Where do I want to go?
One Direction. I hate you, just imagine.
Do I want to go 98 degrees with Nick Lachey? Or do I want to go a little bit, stay modern, and go with 5 Seconds of Summer? I think I'm going to go with 98 degrees. I think I'm going to tap into that 90s session and kind of cover all my bases here.
Did somebody take New Kids on the Block?
Yeah, that was the first pick.
And that was a solid first pick, by the way.
That was a very solid first pick.
That was a solid first pick.
Yeah. All right, so I gotta try to get a little bit of a different fan base out there with my next pick. I think I'm going to go, you know, the Latin lovers out there, they love themselves some Menudo. So I got to go Menudo with my fourth pick. Trying to get all the ladies that love the Spanish
that was a
boy band.
That was a band? Menudo?
Yeah. It's a Puerto Rican-based Latino boy band. Come on, man. My wife's Puerto Rican. I gotta get into this stuff. You know.
Okay. Hey, who's Hanson?
Bop, beep it up, doop, bop, beep it up, doop, beep it up, doop.
Hey, I've already lost this because I don't have the Jackson 5. Who was that one band that that you guys always pick on saying I know that I don't really know?
All
but
for
their
One?
Songs are like, no. That's a good one now. But I'm going to go extreme because everybody says they hate them. But I don't think everybody hates them. Are they considered a boy band? What's the name of that group?
I don't know who Stream is.
No, I don't. What's the name of that group, man? The god thing on
I was gonna see how long he'd go into the mic.
Yeah. This is PG,
I'll
man.
Tell you what.
PG.
I need another fan base, so I'm gonna take Hanson. I'm gonna take
Hanson. Right, Hanson's huge, man. You hated on Hanson. That is huge.
No.
They're
white guys with long hair that look like girls, so I figure they gotta be pretty popular.
Hanson sells out the Iowa State Fair every single year.
Awesome. All right. So Hanson, man, what's the name of the group that you guys always like? Everybody hates on them, but their music is everywhere.
Jonas Brothers.
No.
Boys to Men.
The Jonas Brothers? No, it wasn't Boys to Men. Hold on. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank here. So I'll just pick somebody from this list because, once again, I lost. So, hey, let's go with Blackstreet. No diggity, no doubt.
There you go.
Yeah, Blackstreet. Very good, man.
That wraps you up, huh? You feeling solid?
That wraps me up, man.
All right. And by the way, Ricky Martin was Menudo, okay? He's hot, so hot right now. So hot. You guys didn't seem very impressed with my fourth pick there, but I'm telling you.
I just didn't know who they were.
The Latin ladies, they love Menudo, okay? It's a thing.
But would they vote for you?
Yes, they would. They all come out and vote for me. I'm just letting you know. All right, for my fifth pick, I've got, wow, you guys left a lot on the table here.
There's a ton.
But you know what? I have to do the fan favorite. Since I missed it.
Nickelback was it.
Nickelback's not a boy band.
They're not.
I mean, they might as well be, but they're not a boy band.
I got to go. Mike Berlon, this one's for you, my friend. LFO with my fifth pick in the draft.
Okay.
There's so many options left on the table for me to get. It makes this even harder.
So many options.
You know, you have B2K. You got O-Town, Orlando's very own, so it kind of makes
Wait,
me want to
pick
O-Town. Wait,
I took B2K. B2K.
He took B2K.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
I got B2K. Yeah, Jackrabbit. Let me try and take my pick. Wait, does that disqualify you?
No, I said I could take them. I didn't pick them. Trying to get me out of here. I could go back to the 70s.
I am. You stole the Jackson 5.
And pick the Monkees. Just so much. What do I want to do?
Those guys were all 30, though. Seriously, I'm going to say the Beatles and the Monkees, they were all like 30 years old when they came out.
No, not when they came out. They weren't 30 years old, man.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Hold on.
Look it up.
Let's go look. Yeah.
All right.
I got it.
All right. What am I going to pick, guys? This is too hard. I got to flip a coin. Do I want to go old school? Do I want to go new school? You picked LFO. That's where I was going to go. Screw it. I'll do 5 Seconds this summer.
Yeah, I have no idea who they are.
That's a group.
If you guys heard their songs, you'd know. Probably. They were big before. They were like in between Jonas Brothers and One Direction. Or they might have been right around the same time as One Direction.
Now, Chris and Merrick, I thought you were going to go Lonely Island.
That's not a boy band. That's a rap group. That's a legitimate rap group. No, because they rap.
What?
They don't sing. There's only one like boy band song, and that's D in a Box.
Wait. The guys from Saturday Night Live? Is that what you're talking
Andy
about?
Andy Samberg's team.
Yeah. We played you their music before.
Yes, you did. It was very weird.
You got Jay in My Pants. You got Mother Lover. You have...
The Mother Lover song.
Shy Ronnie.
Play it for me.
Yeah. That's all rap songs. Those aren't... I mean, I guess Mother Lover...
That's not a rap song.
Yeah, it's like, oh, dang, what is it, dog? I forgot it's Mother's Day. Didn't get a gift for her. Like I said, it's a boy band song.
That's pop. It's definitely...
It could have counted. We didn't really have rules. No rules, right? That's right.
You could have gone Metallica if you wanted to. All right, well, that wraps it up.
Great draft, guys. Great draft, gentlemen. Now,
solid draft.
As I'm looking through the show today, I feel like we talked very little about sports. So should we finish the last 5 minutes off, maybe bring up a sports topic or two?
Yeah.
No? Maybe.
Bring up sports. Let's go.
All right, how about this question for you guys? I'm going to pose it to you. So the Dolphins went heavy after Teddy Bridgewater, but he decides to stay with New Orleans to be the heir apparent for Drew Brees. So now the market for QBs is starting to get a little shallow. So
how long did he sign for?
I don't know. I'd have to look at the deal. I don't have it in front of me. But I know he's wanting to stay in New Orleans, and he's hoping to take over for Drew Brees here in the next couple of years. But
is
my
Teddy
question
Hill gone
for you,
already? Or?
My question for you is, the Dolphins look like they're ready to move on from Tannehill. They haven't cut him yet, but what quarterback out there would be a good fit for the Dolphins? Blake Bortles, question mark?
Why would you do that?
So I would bring in Blake Bortles and draft
a quarterback. Why would you keep going with this
Ryan Fitzmagic, question mark?
That would be another good signing.
Or you just go all in on the draft and then go like tank mode.
Well, you go all in on the draft, but you need a guy. You need that veteran, right? That's the way to do it nowadays. Is you have that veteran there that sort of starts 1 to 6 games, and then you bring in the rookie.
Okay.
So I mean, I think Bortles or
Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod
Taylor's already signed. Come on, man. We do a daily sports show. Okay, you can't just look at sports once a week and then just throw out things. We do a daily sports show. Okay,
what about Randall Cunningham? Did anybody sign him yet?
He can definitely play. He could definitely get played. He can definitely get signed.
What, 55 years old now?
Yeah, it'd be awesome in Miami. They suck anyway, so.
I feel like he could
send him to Dallas.
The Dolphins could draft Patrick Mahomes in this upcoming draft. He's hot right now.
That's fine.
Joey Harrington.
Patrick.
Joey Harrington.
Joey Harrington. Yeah. Break him all up.
Rodney Pete.
Patrick Mahomes would definitely be good in Miami. That way I ain't got to worry
Patrick
about
Mahomes
Kansas City
would be
anymore.
Good anywhere he goes. He's the best quarterback in the league right now.
You keep saying that. Let's see what the sophomore slump pulls up.
He was already a sophomore. That was his sophomore year. He looked great.
He didn't play the year before. Calm down. Calm down, Cowboy.
Calm down. Okay, another football little story here. Le'Veon Bell, he comes out and he says, I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life. I have no regrets for skipping that season. You think this is him just coming out and saying, I'm ready to play, or do you think he's just hiding the fact that he probably missed out on money by skipping that season?
Well, I've heard other rumors that he's up to 260 pounds.
Ooh.
So we'll see what happens.
This is a precursor for destruction, to be honest with you. I like Le'Veon
getting
Bell.
Or getting traded to the Jets.
By the way.
Yes. That's great. Right up there with the Raiders.
Great fantasy and heavy metal band name.
What?
Precursor to destruction.
Huh.
Precursor
That's
to
a great fantasy football team name and a great heavy metal band name. Welcome to the stage, precursor to destruction.
I could see that being one of those music videos that Beavis and Butthead watches.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
for
like
sure.
You'd watch the show and then all of a sudden watch a music video, and I'd always be like, I hate the stupid music videos. I just want to watch the show.
Yeah.
That precursor to destruction was one of them. You know what I'm talking
it
about?
It was. Yeah, yep. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. I'm old.
I'm
I know, I get it.
That name.
Kids don't know baby. Beavis and Butthead nowadays.
That's a terrible
Precursor to destruction.com. I'm going to go ahead and buy that because somebody's going to listen to the show and say, oh, that is a great name. And
oh,
try to
you're
take
putting,
it from the
like, you're buying the domain name, so if somebody wants to get on the website, like, you could sell it to them? Wow, you're a savvy business entrepreneur, aren't you? You just know how to pull all the stops. I'm impressed right now. I'm thoroughly impressed. Hey, I always have to have 1 minute of golf each show. So Tiger, he's 2 under on the first day of Players Championship. Tommy Fleetwood and Keegan Bradley, they have the lead at 7 under. And that has been your golf talk for today on Scout Team Radio.
Interesting.
You sound interested. Yeah, you sound interested. Hey, Anthony, I need to tell you one thing. One thing I need to tell you, Anthony.
Go ahead. What you got?
It's good having you back on the show, buddy.
It was fun.
I'll be back Monday too, you clowns. Nation.
Thank you all for listening in out there. We love you, listeners.
And you sold it, guys.
Hey, make sure you go to iTunes or Apple Podcasts, subscribe.